Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Tradies, you got to love them, Cliffo, especially when they give you a five-hour window as to when they're going to visit your house. And this,
are you gonna knock tradies?
No.
When you're
your better half. No, just one in particular. No.
And it's not the one I sleep next to every night.
I had a guy come round. It was organised by the real estate. They needed to check off the smoke alarms to make sure they're all hunky dory and good to go, as they do. And you know what? I want them to be working. But I knew they were working because we've already set them off when we were trying to cook the other night. So
yeah, whoever's listening from the real estate, you don't need to send someone to test Gabrielle's.
Oh, I
smoke
test
alarms.
Them regularly.
She is more than capable of doing that herself.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I was given a notification that they were coming to the house and they were like, we'll be there anytime between 1 and 5. And I was like, oh God, that's a four hour window.
Period. Like, you can't.
That's a really long time to be sitting at home waiting for them to rock up. And, you know, luckily for us, we finish work at around lunchtime because we start at 4 a.m. So I was like, okay, I can do that. But a normal person, how do they do that?
What are you supposed to take half a day off work? That's crazy.
Crazy, right? Anyway, so I was like, all right, he's going to be there between 1 and 5. I better get my groceries before I go home because I won't have a chance to do it while I'm waiting for him. So I've got out of here like 12:45. I'm like, all good. I can race to Woolies, race home, all be sweet.
Yeah.
So I did that and I didn't get home till 1:15.
Oh, pretty close to the between
pretty
one
close
and five.
Between 1 and 5, right? And as I rock up in my driveway, here's this tradie furious at me because I made him wait.
See, that annoys me because you've dipped 15 minutes.
15 minutes!
Into a 4 hour period.
15 minutes!
Like,
and I get it. Like, he's on a lot of jobs. He didn't have the company didn't provide him with my number, so he wasn't able to call me and say, hey, I'm here, so that I could race home. Like, so I get, you know, it's annoying to have to wait, and he's probably got 50,000 other jobs to do. I don't think it's his fault. But he was mad at me for being 15 minutes late to a four-hour window, and
he
I was like,
cranky.
Ugh! And yeah, and I was like, I was really nervous. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm letting him in. I'm like, there's the smoke alarms, go for your life. And he did what he had to do, was out by 10 minutes. But I think he had a bit of payback. I think he was so mad at me that he on purpose left black fingerprints on my ceiling right where I can't reach them. He saw how short I was, kind of figured out the height with a ladder and was like, she can't reach here. Straight
so there's these
the
black finger marks up near the smoke alarm now.
Never going to be late for a tradie again.
Could have been worse. He could have just disabled the smoke alarm and told you, all's good.
You're right.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
But now this woman making headlines this morning.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for musical artists to have to postpone certain dates on their tours because tours are very hard on the body, on the voice, on, you know, just your health in general. And Ariana Grande was a bit sick and so she had to postpone a couple of her concert dates in the States. She has now revealed why, what exactly that sickness was. And it's quite shocking. Like, it's almost laughable because it's like, it's the weirdest thing. So she said, we discovered that I have an unfortunate allergic reaction to tomatoes and my throat pretty much closed. So that's why she had to postpone it. And then she went on to say, P.S., there is nothing more unfair than an Italian woman developing an allergy to tomatoes in her mid-20s. She's been fine up till this point. Mid-20s, all of a sudden, can't eat
develops
a tomato.
An allergy.
And tomatoes of all things.
She'll probably have to carry an EpiPen.
Well, yeah, she will, definitely, because tomatoes are in everything.
Tomatoes are in everything, and particularly throat, in Italian cooking.
Yes, and if her throat almost closed over, that means, like, you know, normally the next reaction is worse, isn't it? Like, it normally kind of escalates. So,
oh, definitely, yeah.
It's a pretty weird allergic reaction, tomatoes. So, I've not heard of that one before.
My daughter is anaphylactic, and the first three things that she has severe reactions to are kind of normal.
They're quite common, aren't they?
Yeah, they're nuts. Mm. Raw egg and shellfish.
Which you hear a lot of out in the community.
Very common allergies. Yeah. In fact, when we take her to the allergy center on Ross River Road, g'day Dr. Diamond, legend of a bloke, when she goes there to get tested, they have all that stuff there in little vials ready to see if she's still allergic. But the fourth thing, the fourth food she's developed an allergy towards, we have to take because it's so rare. No one has this. They don't have it ready to go. And that is a reaction to citrus seeds.
So not the citrus, not the actual fruit itself, just the seeds.
So she can eat, I mean, we don't risk it, but she can eat the flesh of an orange.
And she can touch the skin.
Mandarin. Yeah, touch the skin, no problem at all. But the citrus seed, if she swallows one of those, which she did, that's when she had the allergic reaction a couple of years ago. I talked about it on the radio and she had to have the EpiPen and ambulance and the whole thing. But that was from a swallowed mandarin seed.
Isn't that so strange? Mm. That's a weird
Same as Ariana Grande, though, because the seed went down her throat, her whole throat swelled and she was unable to breathe.
Very scary stuff. But we were thinking this morning on 13, 12, 16, do you have a weird allergy? So there are the common ones of nuts, eggs, and shellfish.
Yeah.
You hear of them quite often.
They're the big three, aren't
they? Yeah, you hear of them quite often. But when it comes to Ariana Grande being allergic to tomatoes and your daughter being allergic to citrus seeds, they're very rare, very odd. So do you have one of those? Do you have an allergy or do you know someone who has an allergic reaction to something really strange? Yeah.
13, 12, 16, what's your weird allergy? Mm. Is it tomatoes? Is it citrus seeds? Is it Justin Bieber music? I don't know. 13, 12, 16.
No, that's common.
Kelly on 13, 12, 16. What's your bizarre allergy?
James Bogue's beer.
Really? So just one specific brand of beer?
One specific brand of beer, yep.
Is there a unique ingredient in it that you can figure out is the culprit?
No, just that one.
Just James Bogue's.
So strange.
On the plus side, it's not the greatest beer, so...
That's true. Yeah,
there's alternatives.
You're not missing out on much, Cal. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Janet.
Janet, what's your weird allergy?
My daughter's actually allergic to cold.
To what?
To getting cold. To being cold. So cold water, cold temperatures. It's actually a thing.
Wow. So lucky you live up in North Queensland then, where it doesn't get too ridiculously cold.
Right.
You can never move down south.
Wow.
Absolutely not. No, discovered on a snow trip.
Discovered on a snow trip.
Oh,
that'll
my goodness,
do it.
Yeah, wow.
Hey, who's this?
Anita,
what's your weird allergy?
My puppy's saliva.
No way. That is so strange.
Yeah. I can cuddle him, pat him, everything, but as soon as he licks me, I get hives.
Yeah. If there's one thing dogs like to do, it's slobber.
Wow. I would be in so much trouble if I was allergic to that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
This is Megan.
Megan.
What's your weird allergy?
Fresh pineapple. So I can have the canned stuff, but I can't have the fresh stuff.
That is weird. Wow. So there must be something in the preservatives that counteract what you're allergic to.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking, but it is so random.
Yeah, that is random.
I will say, I think, though, canned pineapple, one of the ones that, like, I think they add extra sugar or something because it's so much better.
Oh, no,
like,
for
fresh
sure.
Pineapple.
Definitely. And the juice that it's in. Oh God, it's good.
It's heavenly. One more. Hey, who's this?
Veronica,
what's your weird allergy?
I'm allergic to grass.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, good. There's not a lot of that around.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I read something this morning, Gabs. It was like an opinion column written by a woman by the name of Melissa Mason. And she wrote about her hatred, I guess you'd say. Hate is a strong word, but it is hatred, of people using their mobile phones on public transport.
Sure.
Now, she probably lives in a city and stuff where there's lots of public transport. We don't have so much around Townsville, so that's not something I relate to. But she was pretty much saying how rude it is for people to speak on mobile phones, and they always dial it up to volume 100 as well.
Always.
Like in close confines or whatever. And like I said, while I don't necessarily relate to that, it did make me think about an incident that occurred in my life not too long ago that, well, I just feel weird about it. I mean, I'll tell you about it and, you know, tell me what you think. But I was in the car with my whole family. So it's me, my wife, and the two kids now. And we'd just taken our youngest, Charlie, to the pediatrician for a checkup. And we're driving back, and my mum happened to be visiting. So there was five of us in the car.
How the hell did you all fit in the car?
We squeezed.
It was like sardines.
Because kids' seats take up heaps of room too. So we're all squeezed into the little car, the four of my immediate family, and then my mum as well. And mum goes, oh, Guy, that's my real name. I just got to call your father. Oh, okay.
Your mum doesn't call you Clippo?
No, that's, believe it or not, she calls me the Christian name. And she goes, oh, I just got to call your father. And I'm like, oh, it must be something important. She's like, do you mind turning down the radio?
Mm.
So I turned down the radio and my wife and I, we're all kind of talking a lot as well. And then Mum proceeds to just talk to Dad in a very generic kind of way, like just, how you going?
How was your day?
How was your day? What are you having for dinner? How's the cat? Like, this went on for a good 5 minutes, and then she just hung up the phone. And then when she left, I said to my wife, it's just me, or was that a bit rude that Mum insisted that we turn down the radio?
And all stop conversation.
And we all stop conversation.
So that she could have a chat.
And I've been at work all day and all that sort of stuff. Like, I was enjoying, you know, chatting to everyone. But we had to be quiet so she could phone Dad.
Yeah.
I thought that was rude phone usage.
Especially, it wasn't a long car trip, hey? Like, she could have waited.
I was 10 minutes, mate.
Yeah.
It's Townsville.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything's 10 minutes away.
Yeah. Well, I believe that is a little bit rude. Yes, I wouldn't do that. But I have gotten in trouble for phone etiquette in the past as well.
You've been the rude one.
I've been the rude one. So
you've been my mum.
Well, no. Different scenario. I was in the car and I had to call my dad for a quick 5-minute chat. I just need to tell him something that was on my mind. I can't even remember what the conversation was. I just remember getting in trouble. So I called him up. In the car, on the Bluetooth through the car, so on speakerphone. And I was like, Dad, just got to let you know, blah, blah, blah. And then we got about 5 minutes into the conversation, and then he realised that my boyfriend was also in the car but hadn't told him. And he was horrified that a third party was listening into our chat. And it was such a generic, nondescript conversation, but my dad's like, I could have said something. I need to know that he's listening. I'm like, what would you have said?
I'm actually with your dad there. You have to acknowledge all parties on the end of the phone line.
Yeah.
If you're on a speakerphone setup.
Well, I got in trouble.
That's etiquette. Look, 13, 12, 16, want to put it out there. Rude phone users, what drives you mad when it comes to mobile phones? Because the mobile phone really has allowed us to now take conversations that once upon a time just would have been in the home or whatever. Mm. They're now, you've got the potential to be anywhere, anytime.
You're right. And they can be very disruptive.
The technologies move faster than our manners.
You're right. No, that's so true. Yeah, manners are kind of falling to the wayside, aren't they? Because we feel like if we have to do something, it's urgent. We have to do it now. And it doesn't matter who's there and who's listening.
We're all so busy. The technology's there. I'm just going to do it now, despite who it impacts. 13, 12, 16. We're getting calls. Will is here. Will, talking rude phone users. What drives you mad, mate?
When you've got an apprentice that's constantly on his phone and not doing his job.
Oh, wow. I feel like you know this from experience.
Oh, yes.
Is your apprentice listening right now? Is this your way of telling him?
He's not with me today, luckily.
I feel too, though, and I don't know, I don't want to make you sound old here, Will, but is there a generational gap between you and the apprentice?
I don't think it's that big.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
no,
you
well,
wouldn't,
I
but just, he would.
Yeah, that's, yeah, no, yeah, the one
I'm
who's,
not old.
The older one never thinks they are. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Beck.
Hey, Beck.
Hey, Beck, what's the rude phone etiquette you hate?
Well, I work in retail and I cannot stand it when people are talking on the phone and you're trying to serve them at the counter.
Yeah.
That's a fair enough
I feel like that's very rude. Like, unless you're going to self-serve, hang up, call them back when you get out.
Yeah. I like to ask questions even louder because they're on the phone. Like, do you want a bag? Do you want your receipt? I love doing that.
Yeah, and try and find extra questions. Extra. Have a great day, won't you?
Did you have a good day today? Yeah.
Have a good day tomorrow as well. Merry Christmas for December. Jade's here. Jade, rude phone users. What drives you mad?
I'm a trainer and assessor, so when adult trainers come in and you say, no phones, we need to concentrate, but every 5 minutes they're checking that Facebook message that comes in or they answer the phone and don't walk out of the classroom. They just sit there and talk.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's why I have a smart watch so I can just check my messages and they think I'm just checking the time. I'm just checking my heart rate. And it's really a text
taking
from Mum.
Phone calls in a classroom. Like, that's straight from the Leslie Clifton playbook. one more. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Janelle. How you going, guys?
Good, Janelle.
What's the rude phone usage that you absolutely hate?
Now, we don't have a home phone, right? So we've only got the mobile.
Yeah.
And I absolutely can't stand when we get phone calls when it's family dinner time.
Oh, yeah.
So any phone calls at all, regardless where we are, even if we're out at a restaurant or wherever, you do not call people unless someone is dead. You know, like
dinner, what's your blackout period? Because I find everyone's having dinner at different times these days.
6 to 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, my family would be 7:30 onwards. So it just you just gotta educate really? People.
And see, I'm a hungry man. I'd like to block them from 5:30.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gabs, turns out a trend, a fairly recent trend from only about 2 years ago, is back, according to my 5-year-old daughter, Matilda. Anyway.
Planking.
No, even more recent than planking.
And not the exercise planking. No. Just lying flat.
That was one of the dumbest ones, wasn't it?
It was so dumb.
Just laying down. That's cool. I'll put a photo of that on MySpace or whatever. No. So last night, I'm making dinner and I'm in the kitchen and my daughter walks towards me and she had a look in her eyes like, oh, this is going to impress Dad. Like, I got something to say that is going to be pretty cool or whatever. Mm. So she's sort of strutting towards us where like the breakfast bench is where my wife and I are cooking. And she goes, hey, Dad. Hey, Mom. And we're like, yeah. And she goes, the floor is lava. And then she jumps on a stool.
Oh, that's the best.
And she's like, come on. And then I'm like, oh, okay. So then I jump up on the bench and my wife sits on a stool next to her. We're like, okay, the floor is lava. And she was like, oh, brilliant. Lava. To her, it's a whole new thing. The floor is lava. She's obviously picked that up at school or something.
Yeah.
And then my wife turns to me and she's like, what's next? Like, are we going to be the ice bucket challenge? Or...
Oh, this is not just one of those social media trends that happened, though. Like, this is a kid's game that we played all the time when we were her age.
Yeah, right.
Did you ever play it? You didn't play it?
I don't remember it so much, but it definitely had the online thing.
Oh, it definitely did. But that,
with
it was
videos and stuff about 2 years ago.
Yeah, the adults got involved 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's
but it's always
right.
been the kid's game.
But it was so funny, like neck nominations. And, like, what's she going to do next? And then,
she started dabbing and flossing.
It's funny, though, because my wife brought up a story that you did on the show on like Monday or Tuesday this week about Tamagotchis being back. And Michelle's like, oh, that's funny because only, you know, you and Gabby were talking about the Tamagotchis being back.
Yeah.
And I said, well, if you ask Matilda, they probably never left.
They never left. She's always been involved.
Truth. Forest lava!
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.